Thursday, June 11th, 5:36 a.m. Okay, another nice day here in Northern California. I was looking at my painting earlier. Oh, let's turn the lights back on. Sometimes I want to rush off and do something different when I should just relax. Take a look at the painting. Well, if I were to paint today, which I'm not going to, there are several places I could start. You know, that this painting is giving me all sorts of ways to go. And truthfully, when I'm dealing with this painting, it's if I'm not doing it, it's not going to happen. You know, I mean, you got to make these decisions on the fly, because again, if you mix a color up in your palette, and you go and you put it on the canvas, or on the surface, with all the other colors and what have you on there, and textures, it's going to do something completely opposite. Not completely opposite. It's going to do something that's completely unexpected as far as what that color is doing for the painting. So then you, at that point, you got to make an adjustment. And you make the adjustment on the surface, of course, you know, so you've got your pigments on your palette, and you can just add or subtract whatever you need to get that where you want it to be, or somewhere where you want it to be. And but remember, when you're painting, you're trying to affect some kind of change, so you don't want to just paint something and get the color there and figure out, oh, it's exactly what was there before, unless you needed it to be more stated. So there's all sorts of reasons for doing all sorts of things on this painting. Anyway, so yesterday I started gathered material so I can make three paintings. Two panels that are regular size for me, and one other panel that's fairly large. It's at least 6.5 feet wide and 4 feet high. So that's going to be a pretty good size panel to deal with. The other ones are, 4 feet by 3 and 3.5 feet? Something like that? I don't know. I'm not doing this on canvas because I've been wanting to. I like working on the hard surface. When I first started doing this, on panels, that is, larger panels, I use the hardboard, and that stuff's really heavy, and I think plywood is a lot lighter. I probably am wrong, I don't know, but it seems lighter to me. And those hardboards are, you know, dealing with them is the, they don't flex for sure. And that's part of the problem, because they're not really that super strong either. You can break one easily. Although it has pretty good strength under tension, for what you're thinking anyway. So, the sun's coming up. I got stuff to do. And, okay. So if I'm... when I talk a little too much about what's going on in the world, that's part of the painting too. You know, I'm not really just closed up here in my garage working on my painting, just thinking about that. I mean, there's all this other stuff that kind of concerns me too in the world. And there's a certain amount of authentic freedom that you should have when you talk about things that you are concerned about, okay? And just like anybody else, you should be getting respect for voicing your opinion as anyone else has, okay? But that seems to be going away nowadays, or for the time being. Basically, it's the truth for yourself, okay? And everybody has their truth. What a lot of people around that I see that don't understand is that your truth of what you think is right is not necessarily what I think is right. Okay? That's my truth. So, and I got my reasons for it. I'm not asking you for your reasons. You asking me from if you're asking me for my reasons, well, there's a lot of reasons for what I believe in. And some of those are completely unshared experiences with anybody else here on Earth. Okay? And but still it colors my reason. And that's the kind of land that we're brought up in. If you don't understand that, then maybe you should find a time machine and go back to Nazi Germany, and where everybody pretty much had the same idea, or were at least caught up in the same idea. But that's what I like about this country. I could sit here in my garage and paint whatever I want, for whatever what reason I want. Okay? And it's just something that I'm given the freedom to do. And I've lived my life to this point where I can actually do this. Is my life perfect? No. There's a lot of things I would change if I could just say it and change it. But sometimes when you deal with other people, you can try to change some people to what you think they should be, but it ain't gonna happen. No matter what you do, you cannot change that other person. There's nothing you can do. Nothing. Okay? So you got all these people out there and demanding that we think the way they do. Well, there's some points to what you're saying that I agree with, but as to the conclusion as what should be done, well, that's up for debate. Let's talk about this here. You guys don't want talking? You want action? Well, sorry, that's not the way the system works. You want to change the system? Well, fine, but you're gonna have a problem with that. It moves way too slow for you. You want to, if the only way you can deal with it is to overthrow the government, well then heck, you better start buying guns, because that's what's going to take then. Okay? Anyway, I guess that's it for today.